Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Palestinian leaders push ahead to declare unilaterally a Palestinian state at the United Nations, even with the threat of a Middle East war. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is emphatic that there will be a motion at the United Nations General Assembly for the unilateral declaration of a Palestinian state, and the Palestinian leader believes he has the votes in the United Nations to see the establishment of a Palestinian state on the land that is under the sovereign control of the Jewish State of Israel. Israel has said they will reject a unilateral declaration of a Palestinian state at the United Nations and fear that the Palestinians will then take to the streets, which could very well break out into a full-fledged war that could spread across the entire region. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict in the Middle East will not come any closer to resolution with a unilateral declaration of a Palestinian state, but instead it will lead to war. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, has determined that there will be a unilateral declaration of a Palestinian state at the General Assembly of the United Nations and refuses to return to the negotiating table with the Israelis to come to some type of an agreement. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he is ready to continue the peace process with the Palestinians if Mahmoud Abbas will only recognize the right of the Jews to have a state in the Middle East. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been the focus of world leaders and terrorist organizations, and both claim that there must be a resolution to the conflict before there can be peace in the Middle East. According to the ancient Jewish prophets, resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will only come when the Messiah, Jesus Christ, returns to earth. The prophet Ezekiel stated that the descendants of Esau, the Palestinian people today, will continue to kill Jews and take their God-given land. That's Ezekiel chapter 35. Malachi reveals that the Palestinians will return to rebuild, but God will call their borders the borders of wickedness. That's Malachi chapter 1. Obadiah foretold of how when Jesus comes, the Jews will defeat the Palestinians, and Esau's descendants will be as if they had never been a people. That's Obadiah verses 15 to 18. I must remind you that as you watch this Israeli-Palestinian conflict continue, Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...